This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He's Andy's partner on the Browns pregame show. He's mine on the Browns postgame show. He played DB in the National Football League. He played a lot of special teams. I can't wait to get his answer on this. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Oh, we're having a swell day, my friend.
I know the phones, the callers must be thrilled.
Yeah, they're not having a good time. So let's. You made your living playing DB and special teams in the NFL. I asked you this yesterday on the postgame show. Can you explain to me what happens when there's a breakdown on a kick? Is it a breakdown, or did the other team just do a good job blocking and the guy did a good job running, but you had a kick return followed by a punt return for a touchdown in the same quarter? And that seems way too bad to be a coincidence.
Yeah, like I say, when you're going down on these things, it's everybody has a lane, and you create scenes when you get caught and stuck in somebody else's lane. I think that's kind of what happens on this. When you don't fan out on punt, you know, you create scenes, and these guys did a great job for the Jets blocking it and creating a spot, and the guy did a really good job of finding that crease that the Browns left, and he made a great play with his leg. That's kind of how it goes. Yeah, so a lot of the times it can be a mistake on the return team, but there's also some really good athletes in the NFL as well, and that's why they put them at punt returner.
What's it like to walk into a locker room after a loss like yesterday's game, and how do you move forward in a positive way?
The positive way part is the hardest. I think when you look at this game, it was a lot of people was on the we have to win this game. All the signs point to you winning this game. There's no excuse for you not to win this game. And when you lose in the fashion that you lose in, it starts to get to that point where people start thinking about the offseason because it just seems highly unlikely that you can make a run. Now, don't get me wrong, you can still be optimistic and look and say, you know, Pittsburgh leads the division. They're only 3 wins ahead of you, and you can try to play that optimistic game. But it's been a war this entire season with the offense versus the defense. You know, where the defense has just been waiting on the offense, and you know, I thought yesterday was a good sign that it was on the way. And obviously, in the second half, again, we didn't do any. Everything we did in the first half just kind of went away. Wasn't no production in the and on the offensive side. The Dylan thing, I think the height thing has finally come to a point where I'm like, I don't understand how y'all don't see how this is a problem. You know, it was a play in the, I want to say it was in the third quarter. He was supposed to hit David Njoku on a nice little spray out. And you, nice little throw. He's supposed to anticipate the out. He doesn't throw that. Okay, whatever. He goes to his next progression. Cedric Tillman is right there for a first down on a hitch. He doesn't throw that because I don't know if he can't see it or I don't know. But, like, it's the fact that, one, he's a rookie, so these are rookie mistakes. But, like, it's a lot of times that you can see that it's throws that he should make. And I don't know if it's because he can't see it because of the lineman being in his way, or he just not pulling the trigger, one of the two. But I think that's become a common theme with him, and they got to find a way to fix that, or they might have to just move on.
Tyvus, there was a bad throw to Jerry Jeudy, who was open over the middle, that bounced, what, five yards in front of him on the ground. And then a bubble screen to Malachi Corley that was set up on the right side, and he had blockers out there and everything, and he airmailed that one.
Yeah.
Can that stuff be coached out? Can that just be settling down? Or do you think this is just what it is?
You would hope by his fifth start that he settled down, but he still looked kind of skittish at times. And that part, like, I don't know if it's that he don't trust the line or whatever the case may be, but at this point, you should know what it is. You've played with these guys. You should know how much time you're going to get in the pocket. You should be able to anticipate this guy winning on the route. And to me, like, all the things that they preached about him being good on is, like, not happening right now. And I think that's concerning to me. I mean, it looks like, you know, at some points he regressed a little bit. You know, when you seen him in the preseason, granted, it was the preseason, but you seen him get the ball out in a timely manner. Now we're not seeing those things, the things that made him, you know, be a special quarterback, the high process to be able to go through his progression quick and get the ball to where it's supposed to go. Well, now he's holding on to the ball and not getting it out, and he's missing things. And, like, so it's like, well, if he's regressing, then we need to pull the plug. Because if it's about saving guys, because remember, we want to save him from hurting himself. Because I remember they did that to Shador in the final preseason game. They should kind of keep that same energy right now, because he seems to be regressing in that area a little bit.
All right, if you're Kevin Stefanski, do you pull the trigger? Or why are you adamant, as you were yesterday, that you are not changing quarterbacks?
Like I said, Dillon Gabriel was a top 100 pick. They got to see this thing through. They have to make sure that he's not the guy, you know. And I think they're trying to look at areas and see that he's growing in certain areas, and they're trying to build off of that. I think that once you pull that plug, there's no going back to him, you know. Like that, it'll be the Shador Sanders and Bailey Zappe show for the rest of the year. So I think they want to be 100% sure that they need to move on before they do it. And, like, again, this is a third round pick, so you want to give him all the chances in the world before pulling that plug.
Tyvus Powell joins us. Tyvus played in the NFL, and he was with us on the Browns radio network. You played in Seattle. Russell Wilson was a shorter guy. Russ was a third-round pick. How did it work for Russ? And how difficult is it for a guy? I mean, bad combination, third-round pick and short guy, and he made it.
Well, Russ had a strong arm, and Russ did a good job of improvising, you know. And sometimes receivers didn't like that. You know, Russ did a great job of scrambling around when things broke down, and he was able to chuck it deep, and he had guys that was making plays, Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, you know, that worked. You know, I don't know how strong Dillon Gabriel's arm is at times. You know, sometimes it looked like a lot of his balls be skipping off the turf sometimes, so it's like
– or floating.
Kind of alarming. Yeah, so, like, I don't know if he has the same arm strength as a Russell to be able to make those type of things happen, but Russell just did a really good job of extending plays and then being able to throw something deep down the field and having players make plays. That's kind of how Russ thrived in the league.
What's going through Kevin's mind right now?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Like, how do you fix this? How do you clarify things? How do you get your players motivated to come out each and every week to continue to be a tangible football team? I can't even think of the right word there, but and that to not lose the locker room.
I would say that he's trying to figure that out himself. Because
you've been in locker rooms where you've seen where I'm assuming you've been in locker rooms that weren't winning and that the team still believed in the coach, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay. my first year in San Francisco, you know, we finished that season 4-12, but everybody was extremely motivated at the end of that year because they had just traded for Jimmy Garoppolo at the deadline. And Jimmy came in, and I want to say Jimmy won every game that he started. So, like, going into the offseason, and we played playoff teams to finish the season. I think we played, like, the Titans, the Jags when they were good. It was, like, and the Rams or something like that. And all these teams was, like, really good teams, and we was winning those games with Jimmy Garoppolo. So, like, going into the offseason, we were extremely motivated to get back because we can figure something out. Now, granted, things didn't go well the next year because Jimmy got hurt, but that's a whole other story for another day. But there was definitely optimism and a lot of excitement. Although we weren't going to the playoffs, it was so exciting going up against teams that were and still beating them because we was putting them on notice that this is what to expect next year. And, you know, I'm not saying the Browns is out of it at all. I mean, obviously they're only 3 wins out of first place in their division, but they definitely need to figure out that mindset of we need, and that's where the spark comes. The spark for us when I played for the 49ers was Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, so the quarterback change thing could absolutely be a spark if necessary.
You're 2-7. You have a lot of games to play. Is there a focus on the last group of games? Is there something that this team needs to focus to key in on? How do you approach this?
Well, this team, they just got to find a way to win. I think that's the thing. Like, it's been 2 games this season that they absolutely should have won, and they blew it in the last quarter. And that's Minnesota in this game. Like, you watched the both of those games, and you was like, for sure, the Browns are going to win this game. Yeah. And they played really well, and then they just collapsed in the fourth quarter. We got to find a way to finish. And that's 2 times that the defense actually gave up the play in the fourth quarter to kind of end the game. So the defense got to – I'm sure Jim Schwartz is going to be all over them to, you know, finish games. That'll be the mindset, finish games. And then for the offense, it has to stop being a tale of two halves. Like, you can't look good in the first 2 quarters and then let them make adjustments, and now you can't do anything. Like, that's – that has to stop. Like, there's no way you think you ever going to be successful being able to have that as your recipe. And that's just kind of what I see when I watch the Browns, is that in the second half, we don't really respond well. We don't really. And then this whole, when the team gets to 20, like, once Breece Hall scored, I was like, well, that's kind of it, because that's 20 points. Granted, we finished the game with 20, but I'm not confident once a team scores 20 that we can match that.
What'd you think of Tommy Rees, the offensive play calling? And I mean, they went right down the middle, right? I mean, you had what, 32 passes, 32 runs.
Yeah, I like the balanced attack. I think that's the recipe for this Browns team to be successful anyway. Love the fact that they got Jerry Jeudy involved, because, again, a lot of people always spoke that this offense goes as Jerry Jeudy goes. And you see, it was nice to see him engaged and interested. You know, so many times for these past few weeks, you could tell that he was, like, over it, because he wasn't having the game that he wanted. So it was nice to see him stay locked in and engaged, and I think that helped – you know, Harold be able to get open. It helped David Njoku. It helped the run game. So I think that's the recipe going forward, to continue to keep him involved, because he can be special. It's still there. Wish he'd do more. I know he had 12 targets, only caught 6. Want to see him catch 10 out of those 12 at least. And that's not all on him. That's going to be on Dylan too. He's got to throw him some better balls. But I think I had no problem with the game plan. It didn't look that much different than a Kevin Stefanski coach call game either.
We will talk to you next Sunday, sir. Thank you very much.
I'll see you next Sunday. Go Browns, go Bucks, go Cavs.
There was one thing I did like about the play calling, and I agree with Tyvus. It felt similar to a Kevin Stefanski. You know, I mean, they're not going to throw away the entire playbook, and keep in mind, Tommy Rees was the offensive coordinator while Kevin was calling plays. So there is, you know, there is something there. But so you would expect some continuity. But when Tommy met with the media on Thursday, some of the things he talked about was, you know, getting the ball to the playmakers and, you know, basically insinuating we're going to get the ball to our guys. They don't have a whole lot of guys on the offense. I think they have 2, 3, maybe 4. Well, rushing the football, Quinshon Judkins had 22 carries.
Right.
Terrific. Well done. He's your guy in the backfield. Jerry Jeudy is your top wide receiver. He had 12 targets, team high. Now, he only had 6 catches, but he had 12 targets. Second in targets, Harold Fannin, who you would think, well, Harold looks like a pretty good weapon. He had the second most targets. David Njoku did not have very many targets, only 2. I wouldn't mind seeing Dave get more. But I like the idea that, okay, he kind of insinuated that these guys are going to make sure you get plenty of targets. And Jeudy did, Fannin did, Judkins a lot of touches. I thought that was good.
I thought the big winner yesterday, even in a bad game, was Jerry Jeudy. Like, Jeudy stepped, like, you could feel the frustration when he caught the touchdown pass. You could feel his frustration for the entire season. They figured out a way to get him the ball. He did have a catch of over 20 yards. I mean, Fannin had a catch of over 20 yards too. So, I mean,
most targets, second most targets on the year for Jeudy, but most receptions, most yards, and first touchdown.
Yeah, I think when we watch the beginning of the game, like, first of all, they come out of the gate with a 3-and-out, and I'm like, they had 2 weeks for this?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Which is weird, because Kevin
is normally really good at that. Yeah, I'll give you that. But you know what? They came back and they had a great drive, right? And so now you come out, you have this great drive.
95 yards.
You get to the guy you want to get to in the end zone, and boom, everything's great. And then special teams just went, oh. It was like, it felt like you were getting stabbed as they were running down the field into the end zone. Twice. I mean, I'm not trying to be harsh, but I think if you're a Browns fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? And so you're now contemplating what's the rest of this thing going to look like, and why does this have to be this way? Just I'm spending the last 24 hours just shaking my head, and I'm desperately trying to figure out a way to say, okay, this is what is really, really, really going to make me excited for the rest of the year. And I mean, you can't tell me that you're not sitting around with your friends at the bar trying to figure out, oh, who's the next coach going to be? You are. I know you're sitting around. You're sitting on the, you're texting your friends, and you're texting going, oh, I wonder who they can get. Wonder who the next coach is going to be. What are they going to do at quarterback? I mean, we all do it. I think it's the reality of where you're at. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing Kevin top of the hour, even though I know he's not going to. This is just like a regular game day. I'm very much looking forward to the game, and then I'm going to be disappointed. Today, Kevin's going to speak at 1 o'clock. I'm interested to hear what Kevin has to say at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to be disappointed. It's just a fact.
Are you sure? You sure you're going to be disappointed?
I don't know what I want him to say.
Yeah, I know.
That's the other problem. I mean, maybe even if he just says, you know what, we are going to, you know, we had 2 weeks to do the self-evaluation thing. How'd that work out? 27-20. Maybe they figured out some of the things on offense. They did get to 20 points. They were able to spread things out.
No great shakes in today's NFL.
No, considering most teams get 21 points when they walk in the door. So it is a Browns Therapy Monday, man. I'm telling you.
Now,
somebody want to help me today? Because I need it.
Let me throw something at you. The NFL is designed, you know, for the passing game and to help offenses out. Did you see what happened in Detroit where Dan Campbell took over play calling duties because he wasn't real happy with the way that his new play caller, because remember Ben Johnson was the play caller in Detroit, and he left and went became the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Campbell took over and from John Morton, who was his offensive coordinator. And they put up 44 on the Washington Commanders. Put up 44. And he got the, like, Jahmyr Gibbs. You know, he accented Jahmyr Gibbs. But there's one thing, there's one huge difference in changing play callers between Detroit and Cleveland. And it's not from head coach going to offensive coordinator or offensive coordinator going to head coach.
Playmakers?
Thank you.
Ah, no problem. Glad to be here, Jeff.
Thank you, Andy. I mean, Dan Campbell, let's see. Should I give it to Jahmyr Gibbs? Or how about David Montgomery? Maybe we'll run a two-back set. Or I can go to my outstanding tight end, Sam Laporta. Or by God, let's go to Amon-Ra St. Brown, who was a sixth-round pick the year that the Browns took Anthony Schwartz in the third, but I've let that go. And there's Jameson Williams. That's really pretty
What's
good.
What's Anthony Schwartz doing these days?
Not much, apparently. But, you know, when you have playmakers, you can call plays. Players make plays, Andy.
Yeah, it's not too tough to figure out. How bad is this Sunday going to be?
I'm trying not to think about that, if you don't mind.
We're going
to
wait. We're going to wallow in a Browns Therapy Monday with everyone.
Yeah, we kind of are.
Come on in the pool, man. There's plenty of room in the pool today if you need to vent. How bad was it yesterday after the show?
It was bad yesterday.
Bad?
We had some very angry people. We had people yelling at us because we weren't calling for Kevin to be fired.
Oh, that's your job
now. On the Cleveland Browns postgame show.
All right, you made me laugh. I was having a bad day, and now I'm not.
Didn't make me laugh.
Yes!
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Gotta go.
It was the situation. But that's the way that goes. Is there anybody? I'm going to have two answers. Is there anybody that you think that they're missing the boat on, or that you want to see more of on the offensive side of the ball?
Are we saying other than Shador? Just to see what Shador can do?
You have Shador-itis. I get it.
I don't have the itis. Here's what I have. I have a team that's 2-7. They have two rookie quarterbacks. Gabriel has had his opportunity. Maybe he doesn't have the weapons. Maybe he doesn't have the offensive line. Maybe Sanders deserves a shot to go out there. How much worse can it be? How much worse can it be? And I understand, you know, what Tyva said about you can't pull Gabriel now because you don't want him to what? Lose his confidence?
Well, young guys often get pulled, though, and then end up, you know, sit back. Somebody else is going to play for a while. And then we'll get you back out there again.
You got to understand, it's your rookie year. And you're playing for an organization that is trying to figure something out. I don't know what it is, but they're trying to figure something out. And let's never, ever, ever forget the most popular guy in town when this team is losing is the backup quarterback.
I'm not saying that they're right about this, but I've approached this whole thing this way. They want to win, because if they don't win, chances are they're not back.
And coaching staff, front office, yeah.
Yeah. If they don't win, chances are they aren't back.
Well, coaching staff.
Well, probably front office too, Andy. I mean, Andrew Berry built this team. Now, big swing and a miss factors into it every which way.
Who was at the plate, though?
That might be determined as Jimmy Watkins wrote in The Plain Dealer, and we talked about it last week, that might be determined at the end of the season.
True.
You know, if Kevin and Andrew are back, that tells you all you need to know. Because you don't, in the NFL, you don't survive 3-win seasons and whatever this is going to be. But I've taken the quarterback situation with this thought in mind. They want to win. So if they think one guy's better than the other, he's going to play. So they must think that Dylan gives them the best chance to win right now. And keywords are right now, maybe not down the road. So if they tell me that they're going to go with Dylan Gabriel, my thought is, They know more about it than I do, because they see both of these guys every day in practice and everything else. They want to win games. So they think right now Dylan gives them a better chance. If Kevin today at his press conference said, you know what, we've reevaluated some things, we're going to start Shador Sanders next week. Great. That means at this point they think Shador gives them a better chance to win. If that's what they say, I'm all for it, because I don't think either choice is a slam dunk. I mean, you got your fingers crossed on two guys who everybody passed over multiple times.
Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario you may not want to hear.
Oh, good.
What if they put Shador out there and he looks really good?
Great. Andy,
I think it's great, but then you say to yourself, man,
you know,
they have no idea what they were doing. Why didn't they put him out there in the beginning?
No, you know why it's great?
Because you don't have to draft a quarterback.
No. If they thought he was ready to be ahead of Dylan Gabriel in week three, he would have been out there. And so, isn't it okay to let a guy sit and learn and observe?
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what they've done here.
But they gave up that card when they got rid of their two veteran quarterbacks.
Well, that was weird.
That's the issue.
But you've got a quarterback who's starting for you now who had 6 years of college experience big-time schools.
Jeff, he had no problem getting 200 yards a game in college. He sniffed it once since he's been here. Once.
See, that's the catch here.
Are you embarrassed? Like, what?
Is it embarrassing for the coaching staff
if he comes out there and kills it?
No, it's great. It means they coached him up, Andy, and they put him out there when he was ready, and they did him a favor. If it's going to come to that, if that happens, that would be awesome. They did him a favor. They put him in a position to succeed, and isn't that what coaching's all about?
Well, you can sit there and trumpet and blow the trumpet on this and say, oh, look
or
what
cornet,
we did. Or
trombone.
Trombone.
Well, you don't trombone something. You can trumpet it, though.
You trumpet it. Yeah. But I was more of a trombone guy.
Yeah.
Trombone Shorty, probably one of the best trombone guys I've ever heard in my life. Oh, it still is.
Tom Bones Malone.
Trombone,
Blues Brothers.
Trombone Shorty. Anybody who's seen him, like, man, he's awesome. Talk about getting the crowd excited. Maybe they can bring him in for a Browns game.
That's great.
Give people a reason to cheer.
We're going to talk more Browns coming up. Kevin Stefanski. You just heard what Andy said. If by chance they go to Shadur anytime soon and he looks good, does that make the coaching staff look good or bad? I'd say good. Set up your guy to succeed. It's the idea anyway. Kevin's press conference coming up at 1:00.
A lot of sad news.
At the age of 88, former Cavaliers head coach Lenny Wilkins passing away. Mm. And I worked covering Lenny for a long time when he was head coach of the Cavaliers here in Cleveland. And always a first-class gentleman, always.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny had moments. He didn't seem to like TV guys very much.
Really?
I had heard that he had a problem in Seattle when he was coaching in Seattle with a TV guy or TV guys.
Hmm.
So you kind of had to earn his trust a little bit.
I never knew that.
That's what I had always heard. I don't know if it was the case or not, but you know, Lenny was from New York. He didn't mess around. He didn't suffer fools lightly. So hopefully I wasn't a fool when we dealt with each other very, very often anyway. But I always admired his integrity. And maybe more than anything, that was what I appreciated most about Lenny. He was a man of very high character and very high integrity. And man, did he know how to coach offense. His offense when he was coach of my favorite group of Cavaliers ever. I love covering those guys because they were a really nice bunch of guys. Along with, and before my time, the Miracle of Richfield guys were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But Hot Rod, Larry Nance, Brad Doherty, Craig Elo, Ronnie Harper, Mark Price. And you could keep going. Wayne Embry assembled a team of guys who had good character. That was an important thing for Wayne. And Lenny was the perfect guy to coach that team. And when Lenny got hired here, Andy, he was kind of on the outs. You know, he'd been in Seattle as a player coach, Portland as a player coach, and then was coaching again, but was looking for work. And the story I always heard was he ran into Wayne Embry somewhere and he said, hey, keep me in mind.
Right.
And Wayne hired him.
Oh, great hire.
And then after that, boy, Lenny coached the Knicks and the Hawks and the Toronto Raptors, not all in that order. And just a phenomenal head coach. And at one time had more wins than any coach in NBA history. But really a man of character and really a man with great integrity.
It's weird. I think back to Lenny here, and I just it was interesting to hear you tell that story. I never thought about it. I just always respect and... You know, the teams that he had, I always thought he was classy. I always thought his teams were classy. Jordan just got in the way here. Unfortunately, that's right. I just do remember like Lenny was on my first shoot ever when I was at Channel 8 at the time. Mike DePasquale took me on to my first story. Like, man, it had to have been 89, somewhere in there. And I just remember going out there, and I remember we talked to Steve Kerr. And I just remember, like, that was the first time I'd ever really, like, ever been in a press, or not, you know, in a scrum. And I just remember being out there, and I was like, wow, man, this guy's a legend, you know? And I was, I don't know, you just, we sit here sometimes, we always wonder, you know, what do reporters think on the other side? You know, there's a human element to it, too. And, you know, being a fan, I think when you're still in college and you're looking at guys you just respect, like when I think of Lenny Wilkins, I just think of respect. Like, I respected him as a coach. I always respected what he did as a player looking back at his playing career. And then, you know, just those teams were really special to me. And I think to a lot of people that really embraced Cavalier basketball in that Brad Daugherty era, right? After they drafted Brad and Mark Price, who's going to join us tomorrow to talk about Lenny.
Yeah, Mark will be with us tomorrow about 10:20.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we lost a little piece of history yesterday.
Dano, you have some news?
Yeah, a little bit of news coming down. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. The Giants are firing coach Brian Daboll. Sources say Giants are moving on from head coach Brian Daboll, according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network.
Now, see, that's interesting because you bring in Jackson Dart. They appeared to have a really good relationship there.
Yeah.
You would think that, and they were playing okay, but you would think that, okay, maybe rookie quarterback playing pretty well gives you a little more job security and a little more time. Apparently not the case. As Brian Daboll, apparently, according to Ian Rappaport, being relieved of his duties.
21 multiple reports now. It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's out there. Head coach of the New York Giants.
21-41-1, his record.
He was here for a while.
Yeah, he was here.
He was here for a while.
Man, they were, I mean, NBC Sports 3 hours ago, their headline was, Giants moving on from Daboll feels inevitable.
Any interim coach? Any idea? Have they said?
Nothing being said yet. I'll keep you in the loop as this all comes down. It, you know, is circulating all over the place. I got a feeling it'll be presser and all that kind of stuff, and we'll get a sense of where they're going to go.
Okay. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in just a little bit. And again, Mark Price expected to join us tomorrow at about 10:20 to talk about Lenny Wilkins. Interestingly, Andy, and I sent the picture to you and Dan, I was in Seattle a little while ago and just walking around the city. And Lenny led the Seattle Supersonics to their only NBA championship. And he was a player coach when he did it. And the arena there, which is a weird arena because it doesn't even feel like there's an arena nearby. It's near the Space Needle.
Right.
And there was a sign, and I sent it to you.
It was a Key Center at one point.
It said, yeah, it said Seattle Storm Court or something like that.
Yeah.
On the second sign pointing the other way, Lenny Wilkins Way.
Yeah.
And then the other sign pointing the other way, Sue Bird Court. So they love their basketball in Seattle, and Lenny Wilkins a big part of the reason why. And we'll talk more Lenny tomorrow with Mark Price. Browns losing yesterday to the Jets. What will Kevin Stefanski say at 1 o'clock? Who knows? What will Zach in Cleveland say now? Who knows? Hi, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
What's going on, guys? I'm tired.
I think we all are, man. I totally feel it. Like, I feel what tired, you're saying through the radio, man.
I want my Sundays back. Whether it's watching good football, which we can't have, right, or doing something else. So I was dozing off going into halftime yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? I got to get some water off this pool cover before this cold weather comes in. And I knew they were going to lose. I went outside and got water off pool cover. So I got something done yesterday. So that's what I'm doing with the rest of my Sundays, because they're going to be mailing it in the rest of the season. I think this is a long play for them, whether Shador is the answer or not. But I think that if it is, right, I think that their thinking is that when we started to fail early on the season with Flacco and what the offense looked like, that was an opportunity to get an extra pick. They got rid of him, right, because they knew we had at least somebody who could start and somebody who could back up Gabriel. And they're throwing Gabriel to the Wolves right now. This is just hypotheticals, right? This is what I'm thinking. That they're throwing Gabriel to the Wolves right now because they don't want Shador to fail or have that under his belt of what Dylan's dealing with right now, right? Out of his control. I mean, there's certain throws are a little errant and things like that, but there were some good throws that we saw yesterday with Dylan. So I think that they don't want to ruin Shador's confidence with this, I mean, high school offense that they're running out there. You saw what happened with him in Colorado. We saw some of it in the preseason. He just kept dropping back and dropping back and dropping back.
Hey, Zach, I got to let you go. We've got some news.
Mike Kafka will be the interim head coach for the Giants, the offensive coordinator. Mike Kafka, interim coach for the Giants, according to NFL Network.
Okay.
So that answers your question.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. Sorry about that. Had to move there. So that's a good thing for them, I guess. Might be a good thing for Jackson Dart, quarterback, by the way, who the Browns could have had, but passed on.
Jackson Dart. He'll be in the press conference. No, he won't.
Let's go to Jackson.
What are they going to ask Kevin today? Like, what did they? What,
Kevin? You've looked at the tape. Are you sure you want to keep going with Dylan Gabriel?
I thought you were going to say, "Are you sure you want to keep going?" Period. I thought you were going to end the sentence right there.
The first question should just be, "Are you okay?" Just start right there. Are you okay,
Kevin? Do you need a hug?
Yeah, all right.
We all feel bad for the guy. I do. Everybody doesn't necessarily. I do. I don't think he's done a great job with what they've been given this year. But man, he hasn't been given a whole lot to work with on that offensive end, my opinion. We're going to hear from him coming up next on Baskin and Phelps press conference out of Berea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.